When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, TikTok, Snap, and YouTube try to prove they're not like Facebook. But first, robots can move like us, talk like us, and now even think like us. Yes, the world's first ever thinking robot has just been created. Using brain-like neurons grown in a lab, Japanese scientists managed to get the machine to steer its way around a small maze. A technique called physical reservoir computing enabled it to make sense of the brainwaves and dodge barriers. It's the first time intelligence has ever been taught to a robot. Seems like we're a bit far off machines taking over the world or anything, but they will be able to manoeuvre around things successfully. Now, scientists in China claim to have built the world's first programmable quantum computers. The team say they've built two different systems. One is the light-based photonic quantum computers, and the other is the superconducting quantum computer that needs to be kept at very low temperatures to work efficiently. It would mean that China is the only country to achieve quantum computational advantage in two mainstream technical routes. Researchers say that the systems can crack problems that are not currently feasible for classic computers. Next. Snap, TikTok, and YouTube appear to be distancing themselves from recent events, with Snap saying they were created to be an antidote to social media. The companies have defended how they protect kids to the US Congress. In a Senate hearing on child safety, the social media sites faced questions from lawmakers who want companies to do more to look after young people. Executives from all three committed to sharing internal research on how their products affect children, an issue that has come to the forefront in the past several weeks after Facebook's internal documents were revealed by a whistleblower. Microsoft says that 59% of UK firms will miss the 2050 net zero target. Dr. Chris Brower at Goldsmiths University of London believes green tech can help businesses meet the target.
Process automation, digital twins, experimental technologies that can have a really big impact. Carbon emission measurement technologies are maturing really, really quickly. We need to advance in those areas.
Apparently, it's similar to getting your five a day.
So it's not unlike vegetables. You know, if you go and you're at the grocery store, you know vegetables are good for you. You know, green tech is good for you.
The study found that just 17% of employees believe their workplace is as environmentally friendly as their home. Now, we can all now watch content such as TV shows, films, or even workouts in a FaceTime call, thanks to Apple's new SharePlay feature. It's one of the flagship features in its new iOS 15.1 operating system, which is newly available to download for iPhones and iPads. Devices with the new update can even listen to music together over FaceTime, and third-party apps can also integrate the feature. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science, plus why singing lemurs are more similar to humans than previously thought. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. The PM and other ministers might have to change the way they use WhatsApp. Campaigners say that Boris Johnson and others are discussing government business on the app, which is in breach of their own guidance. They've been granted a judicial review and want the rules to be tightened up. The Cabinet Office said it did not comment on specific legal cases. And finally, singing lemurs apparently have the same rhythm as humans. Yes, their sound has been compared to bagpipes being stepped on, but Idris's 1-2 beats are the first to be identified in non-human mammals. Scientists have been analysing their rhythms and found that there are distinctive and predictable patterns of intervals between the onset of notes. A 1-2 rhythm has some intervals twice as long as those before or after, like the opening bars of We Will Rock You by Queen. You're up to date. Come back at 4pm for the Leader podcast, where we'll bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back tomorrow at 1pm. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.